Okay, I think we're in business. This is kind of my second crack at this whole podcast thing. Not like as a whole. I just tried recording a podcast like 20 minutes ago and I really didn't like the way it was coming out, so I scrapped the whole thing and figured I'd choose a different topic to talk about. I was originally going to like tell some funny stories, but quite honestly, I think that I have to rehearse them eat better in my head. So I think that I'm just gonna go with some hip hop news, or not news, but like things I have floating around in my head that I want to talk about, relating to rap and hip hop and all that. But before I do that, I'd just like to, give a little plug to my friend. He's also making podcasts. His name is The Blue Scoobies. They posted something like an hour before I recorded this, so it by the time that you're hearing this, it would definitely be up there. And considering I have quite literally no audience, it's definitely going to be on iTunes if anyone ever hears this. But it's pretty good. They talked about Fallout 76, I mean, I kind of enjoyed it. I only listened to like the first few minutes of it, not going to lie. I do plan on listening to it later, though. But I'd recommend you take a gander if you're into that type of stuff. Anyways. The thing I wanted to talk about today was, the whole, Drake Pusha T beef. It's funny. A lot of people are kind of discussing this beef. I mean, the discussions have kind of died down. Just, with the whole fact that it blew over and, the way that the internet works nowadays, it's like kind of shit like that just kind of blows over in, I don't know, a week or so, week and a half. By the end of, like, the week of the half, no one gives a shit about it anymore. Me personally, though, if you were gonna ask my personal opinion, I would say Pusha T definitely won that beef, and a lot of people would be very annoyed at me for having that opinion in my school. But I don't care, and I'm gonna say it. I think that Pusha T definitely won that beef. Not only is he, in my opinion, more lyrically skilled than Drake, because if you ask my opinion, a lot of Drake's songs just they don't sound good. I can only think of one Drake song that I actually really like to put on every once in a while, and that's Nice for What. So, but I mean, I'm sure there's other stuff. Oh, Fake Love. That's another song that I like by him. That's pretty much it, though. I mean, like, for the most part, it's just I don't really enjoy his music, to be quite honest. I mean, you could say it's not my cup of tea, but I really just don't enjoy it. But whatever, maybe that's just me being an asshole, or a bigot, I guess you could call me, and not really wanting to enjoy his music just because, it doesn't really fit the type of music that I generally listen to. But who knows? Regardless, a lot of discussion happened about this beef, the following week after the whole Pusha T dropped his diss track, all that shit. And it was funny. I was actually at the gym, and I was, I think it was like leg day or something like that. I was with my friend, and he was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm trying to listen in on their conversation." He's like, "What are they talking about?" And I'm like, "A rap beef that I really care about." And he's like, "Oh my God," but one of his the discussion was one was on the side of Pusha T, and the other was on the side of Drake. But the question I propose, I guess you could say, today is, should it even really be up for discussion? I mean, if you look at something like Drake, Drake never responded. They say it's because, fuck, his name escapes me right now. But, he was told by a mentor of his to not upload the diss track he had because he said it could damage a lot of careers. Okay, well, that's all fine and dandy, but he still lost the beef. So, I mean, I don't really know what to tell you. And not only that, but more to the point, it's just, I feel like Pusha T is more lyrically combative, I guess you could say. He dissed Drake so hard. Like, he brought this one issue in his life. And they said, "This is why you're like this. You are defined by this shitty thing that happened in your life." It was like almost disrespectful in a way. Like, not even like, oh, you know, like playground insults type shit. It was like kind of cutting deep, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of people, you know, bantered around with it. And, you know, they said whatever. Quite honestly, I just think that Pusha T dropped the track and it was like, I want to see if you respond, you know? Like, if you respond, good on you. You're not a pussy. But if you don't, that doesn't really bother me either because I already know I won. So, I feel like this kind of Pusha T's, you know, whole way of looking at it. If you, to be honest, I've never even really seen anything with the media as far as, like, you know, Complex News, Genius. I've seen him on a GQ video. I think it was something about his fashion accessories. I don't know. I couldn't really be quite honest with you. It's in my watch later, but my watch later is also filled with a bunch of videos I actually have watched, so it's not a really effective watch later. Regardless, you know, he's kind of, like, stepped into the spotlight, but before then, he never really, like, you know, was out there, you know what I mean? He was out there, of course. Like, he was, you know, producing, not producing shit, but, like, he was never the type of rapper, like, what's a good example? Well, Drake is honestly the best example. He was never a rapper like Drake, where he was very, like, out there with his life, you know? Like, he was always letting people know what was going on. Like, he was kind of like, he just dropped the, he wanted to drop the hardest shit, and if it works, it works. That's how life goes. And if it doesn't, it doesn't, you know? Whatever. Like, it didn't, the fame never really mattered for him. I felt like it was more his whole message, not message, but I guess you could say his whole purpose for creating music wasn't for fame. The fame never interested him. It was the creation part that he enjoyed. That's the right way to say it. It was the creation part that he enjoyed. You know? And I think that that's really, honestly, a good thing to have in an artist. Because if you look at an artist like, well, I'm going to use this example again, like Drake, you know, I can't really be all for that with Drake, you know what I mean? Because, like, okay, he has some pretty good songs here and there, but it's like, you know, I don't really, like, you know, I don't really, it's hard to explain, you know? It's almost like I feel like sometimes he's just doing it for fame and money rather than he likes to create things. And don't get me wrong, I'm not disrespecting the legacy that the man's built for himself. He's obviously worked hard for that. And I give mad respect for anyone that makes it in the rap career business, quite honestly. Because it's such a tough thing to do because it's like such an oversaturated business. So if you're able to be unique and, you know, kind of like stand out, then there's obviously something about you that's important. But if I'm going to be real with you, I mean, like, I don't really see that with Drake. I mean, I could kind of see with the whole R&B shit, like, you know, like people were saying that, like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's different because he does, like, more of a sing song. Like, I don't really get it. I mean, this could just be me talking out of my ass. I listen to, like, 2 Drake songs. But, I mean, I don't really find his music that interesting. Whereas, I listen to something like, by Pusha T or, like, K-Dot or some shit like that. Like, I'll put something on like that, and it's like, that interests me. I remember when I found the track Nostalgia with Pusha T and Kendrick on it. And I'm telling you what, I replayed that shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just always playing that shit. I was like, oh, shit, this is such a nice track. And it's like, I can't really find that with Drake's songs, do you know what I mean? I've listened to Fake Love maybe 3 times, and I've listened to the entirety of Good Kid, Mad City like 8 times, you know what I mean? Like, I feel in order for you to be an artist, you have to kind of, you know, this isn't, yeah, I'm just gonna drop it. We're just going to move on to another topic, because quite honestly, this is becoming very convoluted, and, you know, honestly, I just kind of made this episode because I wanted to talk about it a lot.
I found a rapper that I really, really like. His name is Thutmose. You can find him on YouTube. I personally found him on Instagram. There was like, I don't know if it was paid for by Thutmose, but there was someone that was sponsoring, not sponsoring him, because if it's not paid for him, then he's not sponsoring. But it was an ad promoting Thutmose, saying that, you know, oh, you know, you should check out this artist. And it was a snippet of his Humble remix. And honestly, I've never really liked a lot of remixes of songs. I think they're very stupid. Excuse me. Not stupid, but, like, I just find them hard to enjoy. You know what I mean? And, he kind of, like, went at it his own way. And I feel like that kind of captured it. I'm like, okay, I'm fucking with him. I like his flow. You know, I like the way he went after this. I'm listening to more of his shit. So I look him up on YouTube, Thutmose. Look him up. And I'm telling you, like, this dude produces some hard shit. Like, oh, damn. Some of my favorites are, Wubu. W-U-W-U. It's like an acronym. It stands for What's Up, is that the acronym? I don't know. But I'm telling you what, it's a real catchy song. Kind of reminds me of something that you would hear, like, on a nice sunny day, you know what I mean? And then, Narcos, which is only on YouTube. It's not on his SoundCloud. He has a SoundCloud, by the way. If I can, I'll, like, link it and maybe, like, the description for this. I don't know if you can do that or not, but we're gonna find out. If it doesn't work, then I guess we'll know my answer. But, you know, regardless, you know, I was kind of, I was listening to it, you know, like, I rarely ever binge an artist, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to binge an artist, mainly because, like, I'm gonna keep it real with you, like, it's just, I'm not always in the mood to listen to music. I mean, I listen to music pretty damn constantly, but, like, sometimes I'll just want to sit down and watch TV, or just go on Instagram or something like that, and do something that's not music, you know what I mean? Or it's just not capturing my attention span long enough, you know what I mean? But this guy's music, like, I just had it on binge the whole day. I just clicked Thutmose on SoundCloud, tracks, and then played the whole shit, and it was great. Really liked it. And I gotta say, I got no complaints with it, so that's really what I wanted to, you know, that's what I was, the whole point of me describing this artist to you. I want you to give this artist a chance. Glad I did. You know, I really liked his music. He got some dope shit. I think anyone that's listening might like him too. So, you know, do what you gotta do. So, yeah. I think that's about wraps it up, quite honestly. I can't think of anything else I want to talk about. I'm sorry for any unprofessionalisms in this. I don't really do this like, this was just more for fun, quite honestly. Like, me making these, I just wanted to make them for fun. I find it hard to find outlets to, like, you know, talk about stuff like this, quite honestly. Because, like, I'll talk to my friends about it, but even my friends that are interested in rap don't really care too much about it, you know what I mean? So I will use this as an outlet to discuss this, but I will also use it as an outlet to try out comedy, because that is something I'm interested in. I think I've always wanted to be, not always, I've been a kid, and I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool to be a comedian, you know, making people laugh is your job, but I never really thought I had, you know, to be funny, because I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I was just not funny at all when I was a kid. In fact, I got bullied a lot because of it, you know. It sucks, but whatever. Eventually, you know, I got around 8th grade. I became funny, and if you could see me, you would see that A, my room is a fucking mess, and B, I'm using air quotations right now. And the reason I'm using air quotations is because it was funny for an 8th grader to other 8th graders, but it's not funny to literally anybody else. Like, at all. And then 9th grade kind of rolled around, and that's when I had my next revolution, which was trying to dress better, but I just dressed like a fuckboy.
I guess I kind of became a little funnier. I don't know. I couldn't really tell the difference. But this year, I think, like, 10th grade has been, like, killer for me. You know, I've been really funny. Like, anyone can fuck with my jokes, quite honestly. So, and then, like, around then is when I was like, wow, I'm actually really fucking good at making people laugh. You know, I was like, well, what if I can do this shit for, like, you know, fun on, like, a weekend or some shit like that. You know? Like, it's obviously not going to be my job. I forget the comedian that said this, but there was a comedian that said that he's been doing comedy from a while now, like maybe 20 years or 30 years or something like that, he said. And he said that only the last 4 years of it have been fun. He's got no fucking shit left in this class. Wonderful. Anyways, he said the last 4 years of it have been fun, and the rest of it has just been shit. And that's mainly because it's such a hard demographic. It's such a hard genre of entertainment to get into. You know what I mean? It's a difficult thing. You gotta get your name out there. Speaking of getting your name out there, everyone's fucking with Pete Davidson now that he's dating Ariana Grande, and I think I heard something about them getting married, but I don't know. That could be, like, senseless babble. But it's kind of cool, quite honestly, because I remember watching a bunch of SNL skits online, because I watch them on YouTube a lot rather than stay up till 12, because that is, like, not the time I want to be looking at stuff for comedy. I'd rather be, like, doing some dumb shit at 12 or be sleeping. Be sleeping at that time. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So I was watching the thing, and I, like, quickly fell in love with all of his skits. They were super funny, and I, quite honestly, I thought they were more enjoyable than a lot of the other skits I'll find on there. So he became one of my favorite people on SNL, and he said, and then, like, it was really funny, because I saw that Pete Davidson was dating Ariana Grande, and I was like, my boy, my man is out here dating Ariana Grande. If I was in front of you right now, I'd dap you up, like, quite honestly. But, you know, and then I said, people were talking to me, they're like, mainly girls when I say this, because they don't, let's be real here, girls don't really give a shit about, like, it's not that they don't give a shit, it's just that they didn't really know about it, but they actually give a shit about Ariana Grande, so that's how they figured out about him. Like, oh my god, he's so funny. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then they're like, they would be like, oh, you know, they're like, I saw this one skit where blah, 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 and I'm like, I've seen it. And they're like, God, have you seen it already? And I'm like, because I've been fucking with him for a while. You're not, like, you're new to this shit. Like, I actually do this 100%. You think I'm fucking around? Pop the trunk. I got a body in it. Sup? Anyways, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm, like, babbling and incoherent. It's like 1:22 a.m. I'm probably going to take this down tomorrow because it's ass, but whatever. Good night, good morning, or good evening, you know, wherever you are. Hope you have a great day, great afternoon, great night. See you guys later.